It's Black Friday. Here we go into what is one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Hi, welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And you have to look no further than your local mall or shopping center or your department store. There's going to be busy crowds. Cash registers are ringing. It is Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a bit about the crazy shopping day of the year. Certainly one of the craziest. Although we will be sharing with you this morning the 7 surprising facts about Black Friday you probably didn't know. And one of them being it is technically not the busiest shopping day of the year. It is in the top 5. And we've got some Sunseeker stateside. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, we are going to talk about what happened at the Thanksgiving Day parade yesterday that caused that delay. Remember what we were watching it live and there was a delay off the start. Now we know why. We'll explain coming up. But the big story this morning is the cold locally. Holy cow. This is... Can we turn up the heat? Oh, man, it is cold. Now, the good news is we have no watches, no warnings in effect, but it is terribly cold, bone-chilling cold. With the wind chill minus 40, we are into close to minus 30-degree range. It goes without saying that things can get dangerous right now if you have a mishap in your vehicle, if you're out and about on the highway. So please be careful. Make sure you've got your emergency kit handy. Make sure your cell phone is all charged up, which I know you do. Keep in mind that we have got some really cold conditions set to settle in on. That's because the snow has moved on, the clouds have moved on, everything is cleared out, and there's really nothing to protect us from the atmosphere right now. We're exposed to space, and space is very cold. Black Friday, Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue having a giant Black Friday sale. Again, they have rolled that into their customer appreciation day. They're open until 7 p.m. All regular price supplements, protein and greens, essential oils, diffusers and beauty products are 15% off for Black Friday. All Health First products, 20% off, and some stuff in the store as much as 50% off. For example, if you're looking for those Health First family Probio chews, they come in a 60, regularly $30, on for $9.99. The Health First Stress Release Caps, regular $33.99, on for $9.99. So you can see there, they have got an amazing selection of deals. And you gotta love 50% off. Vitality Power Iron, buy 60 tabs, get 30 free. All specials are while quantities last. It is a Black Friday extravaganza happening at Headley's Health Hut. Again, open till 7 o'clock tonight for Black Friday. Please give them a visit on their Facebook page. They also have a web link through my website at TylerGlennShow.com to see what is cooking for Black Friday, because they have got a great assortment of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, sugar-free, gluten-free, and more at Headley's Health Hut. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, they've got their Black Friday sale starting at 8 a.m. this morning. They are currently closed, but in just over half an hour, they will open their doors. And again, I love this, 50% off there too. For example, the Haven Dual Power Reclining Sofa, regularly $2,400, on for $1,200. Extended hours for your shopping convenience. And they have the flyer at leons.ca. You just have to jump online again. With the Canada Post disruption, flyers online, they're available. They're still publishing them, but they're online, leons.ca. And plus, today only, save the tax on Black Tag Furniture at Leons, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Again, please check out the website at leons.ca for flyers. And carb up before you go. Get loaded up with cinnamon buns, sticky buns. Get some cream-filled pastries in you before you hit the road. Visit our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery for all your sweet treats to keep you powered up and shopping this Black Friday. Kuiper's Family Bakery, one of the most beloved bakeries in all of Canada, I think. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And again, the countdown is on. These Christmas trays they're going to be doing this year, absolutely epic. And we can't wait to show you pictures of that stuff from Kuiper's Family Bakery. 7:30, we were ready to rock and roll. We were ready to have the parade on, but this is what was going on behind the scenes. So we just kind of moved along, did our other stuff, but there were protesters at the parade, and things got a little bit rough. Video from that. Of course, they're protesting what is happening in the Middle East right now. Protesting what's happening in the Middle East. That's what tied things up, delayed things, and eventually it got going. The explanation as to why we had a late start and couldn't bring you more of the Macy's parade yesterday. But it was rainy. It was not the greatest parade ever. I like it when it's, you know, sunny and beautiful, and there was a lot of umbrellas, a lot of people in their raincoats and stuff yesterday, and hopefully you had a chance to check out some of that parade yesterday. Okay, so Black Friday, over the years, the chaos, it's so entertaining to watch, to see people go crazy to save a dollar. And Black Friday, while originating in the United States, it has spread around the world. Look at the chaos through the years. Black Friday. Oh, yes. Look at the TVs. Everybody wants a TV. Okay. Black Friday moments from around the world. Oh, here is in the UK. Look at these people. They're literally wrestling each other over a television. And look at these people. Give me the deals. Give me the deals. Reaching up. This is Johannesburg, South Africa. They are lined up outside the door to get in on a red hot deal. Look at that. Huge crowds. Huge. Huge. Okay, this is in a French supermarket on Black Friday. They had a sale on Nutella. You know, the spread that you put on your toast. People got in a fight over Nutella on Black Friday. How ridiculous is there's a sale on Nutella, for God's sake. But you know what? When it comes to saving a dollar, and if the deals are really good, people will get nasty. So you have to be careful. If you have something regularly priced for $50 and you put it on for a dollar, people are going to go crazy. They lose their mind. They go nuts. This is Macy's in New York, but they're being polite at least as they come in the door. So it can be chaotic. It can be chaotic. And the thing is that, I think, in my opinion, based on what I've seen over the years, it has gotten better. You don't really see the chaos that you used to see. In fact, if you have to go back, it's 2024, you'd have to go back to 2010 in Utah, the legendary Black Friday in Utah at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what used to happen. Again, this is from 14 years ago. So 3 o'clock in the morning, here we are. We're outside the Super Target and everybody is bundled up. They're waiting to go. The staff are impressed. They've been called in the day after Thanksgiving. And ladies and gentlemen, it is 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m. and they're going to let people in for the early door crasher special. And look at this. It is absolute chaos. Here they come. Here they come. Look out. Look out. Oh, my God. It is chaos. Let's spend some money. Let's spend some money. It's Black Friday. Oh. Holy cow. Look at the crowds. Flat screen TV for you. Some dolls for you. Okay, get another till open. Let's go. Let's start pounding through the business.
Just tell him. I just got hit in the face with a bag.
Isn't that unbelievable? That's some crazy, crazy mayhem. Molly says, I remember the 1 year I went to a few stores on Black Friday. My family never did Black Friday shopping. I was astounded by how many people were out driving and going to the stores. Never again. Blessed Mama says, it's gotten way better, and even Boxing Day has slowed way down. We have Boxing Day in Canada. That's the day after Christmas Day, and they've got door crasher specials for Boxing Day every year. They stretch the sale out, so it's not just that one-day sale. Made it less insane. Molly says, give me that TV. I was here first. It's always the TVs. It's always the fight over the TVs. Mishiwe says, I was in Calgary 5 years ago, Black Friday, and people there were going crazy 5 years ago. Quinton says, could you imagine what people from countries with real problems think of this insanity? Like in Canada. Westerners complain about things being tough. Obviously, things aren't that bad. Again, that's from 14 years ago. However, I'm sure somewhere today there's going to be some similar chaos. But again, it's not as prevalent as it used to be. And I have to say, it's kind of fun to watch people fight over a deal. Eh? Yeah, there was one Black Friday. I did a cart dump. I'm not especially proud of that, but I filled my shopping cart, not full of stuff, but it was reasonably full. I'd say 3/4 full of gifts. I probably had about a dozen items in there, and I had come around the corner and the lineups were so atrocious. I just did this. I just walked away from my shopping cart. I just like, nope. I am not doing this today. I'll come back in a couple of days. And I know that was not a nice thing to do because some staff members had to take the merchandise and put it back on the shelves. But I was not going to wait in line for 3 hours to pay for the stuff. It was just not going to happen. Eva Cameron on Facebook. Hi, Eva. I used to like the Boxing Day rage. Used to like the Boxing Day rage? The Boxing Day rage. My girls and I actually made a game plan. And then once we were in the store, we spread out for the deals. It was very exciting. Oh, man. Eva is kind of like, reminds me of Cindy. Cindy's in Grand Forks today. She's going to have her football helmet on. She's going to fight the crowds. They're going to get in there and get things done. No doubt about it. MJ says, thanks to Amazon and Temu, my in-person shopping can take a break. I think, well, there's no two ways about it. That has affected Black Friday in a big way. The online shopping craze, right? And speaking of which, you can get an online gift card to Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. They are sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, and you can give the gift of the Elkhorn this holiday season. Go to elkhornresort.mb.ca. Give them the Clarso Spa. Give them the Buffalo Bar. Give them the deluxe room at a resort hotel. A weekend getaway. It is a perfect gift, and you know what? It comes in every size. elkhornresort.mb.ca on this Black Friday. Hey, our friends at Auto Fashion have got Week Kings passes we're going to be giving away next week on the show. Of course, Auto Fashion is great for detailing, fine auto finishing, scratches, dents, paintless dent repair. They're SGI and MPI accredited, and they're also sponsors of your brand in Week Kings, who are in Alberta right now. They got a 3-day road trip tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And next week, we will give you a chance to win flex passes because Auto Fashion is not just a sponsor of the Tyler Glenn Show, but they also sponsor the Brandon Week Kings. So Auto Fashion, remember where they are, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, right next to the car wash there. Look for the big green A's, okay? It is Black Friday, even on vehicles. And of course, Murray's is Westman's number one EV destination. So it is a good time to go and just poke around. If you want to drop somebody off at the mall or at the store and you'd like to go and check out some EVs, this would be a good weekend to be doing that. They've got upwards of $1,000 in bonus cash for celebration of Black Friday, in addition to like a laundry list of incentives from the province, from the federal government, from the manufacturer, and the list goes on and on and on. And so it really costs nothing but your time to go get information, maybe take one for a test drive in this cold, put it through its paces. In this cold, it's minus 40. Let's see what this EV can do. Go do it. They would love to see you and bring your questions, your concerns, your comments. They want to hear from you. They are loaded with information, and they've got a great lineup of cars, too. At Westman's number one EV destination, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Here are 7 surprising facts about Black Friday you maybe didn't know. Number one, it's not the biggest shopping day of the year. Despite the hype, Black Friday isn't the busiest shopping day of the year. Technically, it's the Saturday before Christmas. So in this case, today or this year, the busiest shopping day of the year will be December the 21st. You're going to want to mark that down. Number 2 of 7, it wasn't originally about shopping. It was about the financial crisis of 1869. Cliff Clavin. Number 3, it once had a darker history. In 50s Philadelphia, police coined Black Friday to describe chaos by hordes of shoppers and tourists arriving at the Army-Navy football game. It created traffic jams, shoplifting spikes, looting in the 1950s, and they called it, it was Black Friday in Philly. Number 4, some deals are fake. Some retailers often inflate original prices to make the discounts look bigger. 7 things about Black Friday maybe you didn't know. Number 5, it's dying in popularity. Online shopping and extended sales have lessened the significance of Black Friday, with some opting for Cyber Monday. Six of seven workers often pay the price. Retail employees have to work the day after their Thanksgiving. Enduring chaotic crowds and dealing with demanding customers, and thus BM's comment about being kind to the workers today. That is such good advice. And finally, number seven, it could be dangerous. Cindy, be careful. Be careful, Cindy. Be careful, Wendy. If you're going to hit the stores south of the border, well, and I get, you'd be careful in this country, too. If you're going to the bigger centers, you could encounter some big crowds. The competitive frenzy has led to numerous injuries and even death. Death by shopping? Yes. Now, again, this is decades ago, but, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, when they had those $99 flat screen TVs and they were normally $2,000, some people were fatally injured in stampedes. So please be careful. We joke about it, but be careful and be kind.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
But how many red hot deals are there truly out there on this side of the border?
If I find a good deal, I feel it's great.
I did like 50% off on kids' clothes.
And it's not easy to escape the spending frenzy.
You get two or three emails from the same company a day, so sometimes I find it a bit too much.
Canadians are forecast to spend 10% more over the holidays this year than last. And with higher prices, many are looking for deals. 48% say they plan to shop on Black Friday.
Whoa, those are some big numbers. Half of us will be out there today, even though Mother Nature is trying to kill us, even though it is incredibly cold, even though in some parts of the country they've got a tremendous amount of snow and highway conditions are not all that great. They will venture out. The economy is sputtering, and so people want deals. Half of us will be out shopping today. That's a pretty impressive stat.
This marketing professor says sales season ads are designed using all kinds of tricks, from specific colors to countdown clocks, tapping into consumers' emotions to encourage buying.
I need to buy
this now, right now. So that's the using the scarcity and trigger people's fear of missing out.
Canadian Black Friday tech deals are actually really good this year.
Social media is also adding pressure and shaping shopping decisions.
The companies use influencers, established trust and emotion to make those spill over to their brand.
Black Friday deals on Amazon Canada are finally here.
With personalized shopping links and instant access to online marketplaces, impulse spending can quickly spiral out of control.
I would say more often it's that we're trying to not feel something, and the act of spending or buying something allows us to temporarily push that feeling away.
It's 40% off plus buy three, get three free.
Experts say there are other ways to get a pick-me-up, and taking a break from social media can be good for your wallet.
Turn off the phone.
What?
You know, maybe...
No,
maybe
don't do that till the Tyler Glenn show's done, please.
Step out of the office, into nature, talk to a friend.
While getting a deal may feel good, not spending for spending's sake might end up feeling even better.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all. What about the crowds? What about the deals? What about the flat screen TV for $99? And keep in mind that, okay, while that's all some wise words there, okay, there's nothing like a little bit of exercise. And when was the last time that you wrestled anyone? Come on, be honest, you know, and wrestling is good exercise. You might make new friends. You may have wrestled somebody to the ground for a flat screen TV and say, hey, I like your coat. Well, I got on sale last Black Friday. Oh, that's a nice coat. I need one like that. Let's be friends. Okay. All right. I'll send you a snap. Okay. You might make a friend. Blessed Mama says there will be some alcohol needed after work for retail workers today. I can only imagine. I can hardly sense that you're glad that you're not in retail anymore. It's got to be tough for them today. Maybe I'll just have to be one to support them. You should go shop. You know what you should do? Hit the Liquor Mart, buy those little tiny bottles, and then as you do your Black Friday shopping, you slide them your credit card or you slide them your cash as you make your purchase, and then slide them one of those little liquor bottles. You look a little stressed. Here's a little rum for the end of the day. I purposely don't go onto online shopping platforms while I am under the influence of anything. Never a good idea. I did it one time, and I ended up with a bunch of parcels on my door. All the stuff, thankfully, I did actually want, but some of the stuff I don't remember buying. So I only had one incident that happened, and I never did it again. It was like, okay, so if you're under the influence, the computer is off limits. That's much harder to do in real life. You can't show up at the mall completely blitzed. Well, you could, but sometimes the cops show up. Can you imagine? It's Black Friday. Let's get it. Ooh, put that in my cart. The Cozy Mortgage is on right now, 4.3% residential mortgage. Some conditions apply. Get into a new mortgage with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, and they are doing great stuff in the community. They've brought all the credit unions of Brandon together, and they've all pitched in to buy turkeys for the traditional Christmas dinner for 2024. How cool is that? Loving my friends at Sunrise Credit Union with 19 branches across southern Manitoba, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Oh, man. When my folks were over yesterday, we were watching football, having a little bit of green bean casserole. I had to share my truffles. And the truffles are a huge hit. And I'm getting more and more DMs each day of people finding the truffles. They're Swiss chocolate truffles. They are one of the more popular Taste of Tuesday items we had this week. Co-ops of Westman have an incredible assortment of box chocolates, whether it be for your piano teacher, for a teacher in school, for a coach, a friend, a stocking stuffer. You could go for the truffles if you can find them, the Co-op Gold Swiss truffles. They're out of this world and selling out everywhere. Or you could get the turtles, the pot of gold. They've got a great assortment at your local co-ops of Westman. So pay them a visit and get loaded up with treats. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, they've got another big weekend of gaming planned at Skydancer Casino, where you can get Canadian at par. We're talking about the weak dollar. No, there's no such thing. It's Skydancer. If you get enough qualifying points on your Players Club card, they'll change $100 for you. $100, bang, bang, at par. Go to SkydancerCasino.com for details on that. It is an incredibly reasonable number of points. What does that mean? You join the Players Club. It's free. You play a few games. Then you go get your money changed. You got more money to play. SkyDancerCasino.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Where the sky's the limit, SkyDancerCasino.com. So facial recognition software at the airport? No more ID? What? The future has arrived. It's incredible. So I guess Vancouver Airport's going to be the first one. They've got facial recognition software ready for us. So we just walk in the airport, give one of these. Hello, Joe. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Hello, Joe. I'm ready to go. Let's get out of the snow and get on board an airplane. Oh, I don't need ID. You're just going to scan me? How cool is this?
A new digital ID system is about to take off at Vancouver's airport. Air Canada will roll out facial recognition technology at YVR on Tuesday. It's the first Canadian airline to use the software, which promises a smoother boarding process. The program is voluntary and will be available for most domestic flights. Passengers can upload a photo of their face and scan their passport through Air Canada's app to board a plane without showing physical ID.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So you scan your passport with your phone, you take a picture with your phone, you send it to them, and you're off to the races. How fast is this going to make boarding an airplane? How late can we show up at the airport now? This is the final boarding call for, oh, hang on a second. Yes, we've got one more passenger to come on here. Yeah, I did the whole facial recognition thing. I don't have to wait in the lineup. This is incredible.
And will be available for most domestic flights. Passengers can upload a photo of their face and scan their passport through Air Canada's app to board a plane without showing physical ID.
Since 2021, some Delta Airlines customers at Atlanta and Detroit have been able to do this. The airline expanded the technology to Los Angeles and New York last year. So in some American cities, this is happening already. In 2023, Germany's Frankfurt Airport began allowing all airlines to use face biometrics from the check-in desk to the boarding gate. No physical ID involved whatsoever. Some revolve around how the systems are trained and what happens when the software fails to recognize travelers. That's the concerns, right? It's privacy and control of the data. Who gets the data? Who saves the data? There are still some questions that need to be answered, especially in Canada, where we've got some really strict privacy laws. Really strict privacy laws. For example, we know that RCMP are putting body cameras on, and it won't be long before, I believe, municipal police across the country will also be wearing body cameras. Why is Canada so late to the party for body cameras, for police? Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is that unlike in the United States where we see criminals acting crazy or something happen or there's like misconduct or alleged misconduct from either police or a criminal or something like that, police departments will release that footage into the media. It'll go online. We'll see a stupid criminal story or we'll see actual body cam footage of something happening. And then the whole public can just go, okay, let's judge for ourselves what happened here. In Canada, that is not going to happen because it's illegal. It's privacy concerns. Because in Canada, privacy concerns mixed with alleged perpetrators, alleged innocent until proven guilty. There, we are not going to see any of that body camera footage unless it is a massive national story of huge proportions, lawyers involved. They'll get that stuff unlocked. It's very difficult. It will be very difficult to show body camera footage in this country. We have very strict privacy laws. Air Canada says, don't worry, digital profiles are encrypted. Absolutely no links to government programs like Nexus. So it simply is encrypted, stays with Air Canada. So anyway, well, on a cold day like today, nothing is better than a hot cup of coffee, I can tell you that. And coffee tastes amazing when you got Bailey's in it. Not everybody can enjoy a Bailey's and coffee first thing in the morning. And of course, there's alcohol in real Bailey's. But at Tim Hortons, they've got the non-alcoholic Bailey's. And in fact, they've got a Boston cream donut with Bailey's in it. Are you kidding me right now? The stuff is amazing. It is incredible. But I guess I don't know why I'm surprised. Bailey's logo is all over it. They have completely nailed the taste down. It's everything but the booze. So you can get the Boston Cream Bailey's Donut. You can get a hot or cold beverage with Bailey's in it. It is absolutely out of this world delicious. And available for a limited time at one of your local Tim Hortons. 10 area locations, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. Best deal in breakfast, $3 breakfast sandwich with a hot or cold beverage purchase, just $3. The bacon and egg, sausage and egg, or egg and cheese. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. And congratulations to you for buying Smile Cookies, for supporting the cause. Because it was just announced yesterday that the Smile Cookie campaign across Canada raised $10.7 million. $10.7 million. That is fantastic. And of course, Tim's Camps helped out with that. And of course, local organizations across Canada, thanks to one of the most ingenious campaigns in all food marketing, buying Smile Cookies, doing good in the community. And let's face it, they're friggin' delicious. So doing good never tasted so good. Thank you, Tim Hortons, and thank you to you for supporting the cause. Well done. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Again, you slide into Murray's, you're in your nice, toasty, warm car, you pull into their nice, toasty, warm service bay, you get out, you go upstairs, you go to Allison's, have a nice cup of soup. Maybe you have a hot coffee, a hot chocolate, and some carrot cake. That oil change gets done. They show you your filters while you wait. You get your fluids all topped up. You're ready to rock and roll. You get back in your nice, toasty, warm vehicle, leave their toasty, warm service bay, and out into nature that is trying to kill you. But all the while knowing your vehicle is going to be picture perfect. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And finally, EPLA Office on 18th Street, sponsors of the show. If you ever need legal help, you know who to call. Who are you going to call? App Law Office. Because they'll help you with your real estate law. They'll help you with any corporate law. And they also do estate planning and wills. So give the crew at App Law Office a call if you need some questions answered or you'd like some more information. They can't wait to hear from you. And they're just such awesome people, lovers of coffee and hot chocolate. You can sense the theme going on this morning. It's cold. It's definitely cold, but the offices are toasty warm over at EPLA Office, where the coffee is on, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. So the 11 rudest things you could do in somebody else's house. Now, we just came through the American Thanksgiving, and now we're going to get into some heavy-duty Christmas party season. We've got family gatherings coming up. We're going to be going to people's homes. What would you guess? What? Put your guess in chat right now. Put it in the chat. What are some rude things you've had people do in your home, or you've questioned your own behavior and said, I did something and somebody found a little rude. I think if you go into somebody else's refrigerator, and start eating their food, that's pretty rude. Is it rude to stink up their bathroom? I don't think so. That's going to happen from time to time. According to etiquette experts, here they are. The rudest things you could do in somebody's home when you come to visit. Touching and moving things. When someone says make yourself at home, they usually do not mean literally, says Jody Smith, president of Matter Smith Etiquette Consulting. You should keep your feet off the furniture unless it's a close friend, and you should not be opening the fridge. Oh, there it is. There's opening the fridge. If you're going to be touching or moving anything, ask first. Seems reasonable. Uncle Bo is here. He says plug their toilet in the morning. Uh-oh. Uncle Bo. Uncle Bo's coming to visit. Tell him to bring a plunger. Bring a plunger, Uncle Bo. Blessed Mama says, people who stay too long. That's number three. That is number three of 11 rude things people do when they come to visit. Number two is expecting a tour. Don't demand a tour of someone's home. Many people are happy to lead a little tour of their space when they invite people over, but that isn't true of everyone at all times. And if your host doesn't offer a tour, don't take it upon yourself to kind of show yourself around. Number three, blessed mama got it, overstaying your welcome. Number four of 11, hiding a mess. Unfortunately, things happen when you're in another person's home. You might accidentally spill red wine on the carpet. Don't ignore it and try and hide it. Don't plug the toilet like Uncle Bo and go running out the front door with your pants around your ankles. I'm sorry. I'll try and eat more fiber. I'm sorry. Uncle Bo has left his mark. Skid marks. Lindy says, I had a couple of people drink all the apple pie liquor meant for everyone. Pissed me off. Somebody who got a little hoggy, little piggy with the booze. MJ says the same thing, making a pig of themselves.
This is why I don't get asked over to people's houses anymore. Just a piggy.
Number five of 11, snooping. Refrain from peeking in cabinets and cupboards, although it is a very common thing. People want to see how other people live. We want to know what they're doing next door. We want to see behind the scenes what's really going on. What kind of medication do they have in the medicine cabinet? Don't be doing that. Number six of 11, bringing an uninvited plus one. Never show up with an unexpected guest. Sure, you might know the host loves hanging out with your cousin, or you think everyone will enjoy meeting the new guy you're seeing, but that doesn't mean that you can extend the invitation without ask first. I'm going to bring Selma. Is that okay? Sure, who is it? It's Ernie. He just got out of jail. He's on parole, and he's been taking his meds, so I'd like to bring him.
Maybe not a good idea.
Number seven, waiting to share dietary restrictions. What does that mean? So you've been invited for a meal. You don't want to, I can't have that because I'm allergic. I can't have that because I have gluten. And I'm not making fun of these people. People have allergies and they seem to be more prevalent. But the reality is, when you get invited to someplace, you need to tell them, oh, I can't wait. I am so sorry. I hate to be a pain in the rump, but I have gluten intolerance. I just thought I'd let you know before anything gets rolling. That is the etiquette thing to do so that they can prepare, because they want to give you food that you can enjoy or drinks that you can enjoy. I don't know if it's, I just came out of rehab. Can you please avoid the alcohol? Maybe that's a thing. Maybe they feel more comfortable if there's no booze on the table. You just never know. Number eight of 11, feeding the dog. So if you feed the dog without asking first, disrespectful. Number nine of 11, disrespecting the shoe rule. Shoes on or off tends to be very individual specific. It's understandable why many people prefer not to track the dirt and germs of the outside inside. However, there's some people who actually wear their shoes in the home. You need to know where you're at. And when all else fails, it's best to take your shoes off. And if you're not one of those people, make sure you've got good socks. Seems pretty easy. The 11 rudest things that you could be doing when you go to visit somebody's home. Number 10, interfering with setup. Don't switch place cards at the dinner table. If somebody has set things up a certain way, if you're going to mess around, ask first. It's not your place. This is not your table. Remember rule number one, don't touch things. Don't touch things, place, because, well, I want to sit by Joni. I want to sit over here. I want to move this over. I like this person better. Can I ask? It's okay. Ask first, says the experts. And finally, number 11, showing up empty-handed. Even if it's a bag of chips, a bag of nachos, a cup of coffee. Show up with something. As a guest, you should arrive with a small gift for your host or something to help out. However, there's no need to be extravagant. Again, it's the thought that counts, and it truly does. So chips and dip, good. Bottle of wine? Excellent. Some flowers and wine? That's great. Oh, the chaos of Black Friday. The chaos. Oh, my gosh. Stay warm. And thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy your Black Friday. Get some deals, okay? Get some Black Friday deals. Save some cash. And we'll circle back, and we will be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend, guys.